as does with a human frame. I would study and admire it. I am acting with regard to it in the spirit that animated a celebrated traveler. He found himself in the midst of a savage tribe. A child had just been born, and a crowd of soothsayers, magicians, and quacks were around it, armed with rings, hooks, and bandages. One said, "This child will never smell the perfume of a calumet unless I stretch his nostrils." Another said, "He will be without the sense of hearing unless I draw his ears down to his shoulders." A third said, "He will never see the light of the sun unless I give his eyes an oblique direction." A fourth said, "He will never be upright unless I bend his legs." A fifth said, "He will not be able to think unless I press his brain." "Stop," said the traveler. "Whatever God does is well done. Do not pretend to know more than he. And as he has given organs to this frail creature, allow those organs to develop themselves, to strengthen themselves by exercise, use, experience, and liberty. God has implanted in mankind also all that is necessary to enable it to accomplish its destinies. There is a providential social physiology as well as a providential human physiology. The social organs are constituted so as to enable them to develop harmoniously in the grand air of liberty. Away then with quacks and organizers. Away with their rings and their chains and their hooks and their pincers. Away with their artificial methods. Away with their social laboratories, their governmental whims, their centralization, their tariffs, their universities, their state religions, their inflationary or monopolizing banks, their limitations, their restrictions, their moralizations, and their equalization by taxation. And now, after having vainly inflicted upon the social body so many systems, let them end where they ought to have begun. Reject all systems and try liberty. Liberty, which is an act of faith in God and in his work.